USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Prosecutor Nathan Wade is resigning from the Donald Trump election interference case in Georgia. In a written statement, Wade saying he's doing it in the best interest of democracy and to move the case forward as quickly as possible. The move coming in reaction to a judge saying that Fani Willis could remain on the case if Wade was removed. As far as what this means for the embattled DA, former Georgia Republican Congressman Doug Collins says,
the problem you have going forward for Fani Willis, and she's got to make a real decision here, is it worth going forward with her at the helm with all of this that has been tainted? We've not ruled out bar complaints and also the Senate investigation here in the state of Georgia.
10 Americans were rescued in Haiti in an operation led by Florida Republican Congressman Corey Mills after the United States sent military troops to evacuate non-essential personnel from the U.S. Embassy last week. Congressman Mills expresses frustration with the State Department and his commitment to being there for the American people on Fox Business.
If they're unwilling to do their jobs, then people like myself will step up and do it for them. The private citizens who represent the greatness of America will step up and do it for them.
16 current and former female athletes are suing the NCAA over their policy, which allows men to compete in women's sports. Swimmer Riley Gaines is among those in the lawsuit.
The NCAA, their most basic job is to protect the fairness and safety of competition in collegiate sport. But instead, what myself and countless other female athletes have seen is that the NCAA is discriminating and continues to discriminate against women on the basis of her sex.
Cleanup continues after tornadoes struck Indiana and Ohio. Officials saying at least three people died in the tornado in Ohio and others were hurt in a separate tornado in Indiana. Heavy damage was reported in different areas of Ohio after five tornadoes were confirmed in the state. This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how come you don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. Well, with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant. And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
Vice President Kamala Harris is prompting backlash from some pro-life groups for her appearance at a Planned Parenthood abortion clinic in Minnesota on Thursday as part of her ongoing nationwide reproductive freedoms tour. Harris touring the facility in St. Paul and marking the first time a sitting president or vice president has visited an abortion clinic. She spoke to staff about how abortion bans in neighboring states have impacted Minnesota. Reaction is continuing to come in as Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, made a series of demands for Israel during a speech on the Senate floor Thursday. And one of those included calling for new elections in the Jewish state. Danny Dannon is a member of the Israeli Knesset. He weighs in on Fox News.
We were shocked, and I say we because it was from left to right. People were shocked to hear those words of Senator Schumer, because one of the core issues that we have in common with the U.S. is democracy, the value of democracy.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is attending the United Nations Commission on Narcotic Drugs to stress that ending drug addiction is a global effort. Blinken addressing the organization in Vienna.
Fulfilling the mission of this institution is critical to the security, to the prosperity, to the health of the American people, just as it is to people of all of our nations.
NASCAR drivers are making their way to Bristol, Tennessee for the Food City 500 on Sunday. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.